both the scripture reading and the songs that we've sang together this morning point to the mightiness of who God is. And so I want us to consider this morning what it means to say that we serve a mighty God. God is mighty. But as you think about that, what does that mean to you about who God is? I want you to think about that for a moment. When we hear God, we hear lots of different things. Being mighty is one of His characteristics. It's one we want to focus on today. But in terms of understanding God as mighty, what does that say to you? How does that impact you in your understanding of who God is? We want to look at that today. I want to begin by considering, based on the first few verses Robert read this morning, to summarize that, it would be to say God is above all. There is no one or nothing greater than God. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and were a couple of words I told you that helped me, and it helps me in terms of relating to the mightiness of who God is. And there are these fancy words, but they mean things that are pretty simple. One is that God is omniscient. To say God is omniscient means that God can be at all places at one time. And so that communicates something of His might, of His ability. God is also, omniscient is all-knowing. Omnipresent is everywhere at one time. So omniscient, not only is He omnipresent everywhere at one time, He's omniscient, which means all-knowing. Think about all the knowledge we have in the world. Think about the internet, all the books in all the libraries, all of what every human being knows. God knows all of that and more. And then God is also omnipotent. And omnipotent means all-powerful. God is the supreme being. He should be worshipped because of His mightiness. And we talked about that 2 weeks ago. We looked at Scripture where we talked about why God should be worshipped. And that was one of the reasons. But I don't want to just talk about that His mightiness being a reason to be worshipped. His mightiness should influence the way we relate to who God is. And I want to jump on that for a moment because I'm curious how you relate to God. As I thought about this, prayed on this, one of the things that's important to me is the relationship I have with God, particularly the personal, intimate relationship, and that's so important. In fact, we can't have salvation without a personal relationship with God, and we need to know that. But if that's all we focus on, we begin to limit God. Because that being, that God that we have relationship with, that knows us intimately and wants to communicate with us, is also the mighty God of the universe. We can't neglect that, or we miss out on what the purpose of the whole relationship should be about. So today, we want to understand the mightiness of God and how it can and should influence our lives. So, are we willing to live our lives in a way that lines up with this belief that God is who He says He is in this Scripture? Let's think about that for a minute. What does it mean to say that you live your life in a way that you acknowledge and know that God is the Almighty God? Or maybe it's easier for you in the reverse of that. What's the result if you live your life without acknowledging God is the Almighty God? What does it look like? I believe that when we acknowledge God the Almighty and know that we have a relationship with Him, it changes how we view everything. And when we don't acknowledge God as the Almighty, I think that causes us to feel like we have to take control in a way that we become our own God, so to speak, because we don't live out the mightiness of God Himself. So this leads me to the next thing. God is beyond our comprehension. Verse 26 of Isaiah chapter 40 says this. Verse 26. Seems like my writing is getting smaller in my Bible for some reason. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each one of them? Because of His great power and His might and His strength, not one of them is missing. Okay, so this is talking about the stars in the sky. You know, there was an astronomer that has said there are approximately 40 sextillion stars in the universe. That's a 4 with 22 zeros behind it. That's a lot of stars. There are approximately 500,000 entries in the Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. 500,000. Somebody figured out that it would take approximately 80 quadrillion of these books this size just to hold the names of all the stars. I don't know how somebody could prove that. But the point is, God is beyond our comprehension. God not only created those stars, He knows the names of all of those stars, for whatever that means for Him. God is beyond our comprehension. Now, some of us have a difficult time believing in or accepting anything we cannot fully understand. But no one on this earth can ever come close to understanding God Almighty. And I beg of you, that doesn't mean we aren't to seek Scripture. That it doesn't mean we aren't to study. It doesn't mean we aren't to ask questions. But I beg of you, don't let the fact that you can't understand God completely keep you from embracing who He is. On the other hand, there are some people who are so bold as to believe they can understand God. And in doing so, they put God in a box. They put limits on God's actions, abilities, hope, peace, and love based on their own limitation, based on their own understanding. While we can know and experience a relationship with God by experiencing these things firsthand, as amazing and beautiful and life-changing as this relationship is for us, no matter how great it is, we are still so very far from comprehending the fullness of God Almighty. I was trying to think in my mind what this would be like, and this was an analogy I came up with. I don't know how it all works if you play it out completely, but what I began thinking about is we so often enjoy trips to the beach, and we play in the water. Some of us do, and we enjoy riding the waves or floating on a float, whatever you may do when you go to the beach. But you realize you go to the beach and you put your toe or you put your foot or you get in the water there. You realize what that water at the beach is connected to? It's connected to an ocean that goes on further than what we can probably even begin to fathom while we're there at the beach. So to think that we can comprehend God, which some of us do, and say that we know who God is and what God's doing and how he works in our life, and we're fully capable of explaining all of who God is. That's like taking that little microcosm of the beach and studying it and knowing everything about that and being able to say, you know what, I can tell you about the ocean because I've spent this much time in it. I've lived here. I've done this. I'm right here at it. To claim that we can understand the fullness of who God is just bold beyond understanding, because we can't. But if we understand that we can't, then that changes how we can understand our relationship with who God is. That God that's so far beyond and above us is also the God who loves us beyond what anybody else can, and desires a daily relationship with us. Not only that, he makes a promise to us. Thirdly, the scripture talks about how God bestows power and strength. As I said, this is a promise from this scripture that we read today. To those who are servants of God, he will give power and strength. The God of the universe has pledged to give you power and strength. Do you believe this? Do you believe it to be true? If so, what does it look like? Does it look like leaping tall buildings and building and bending steel beams with your bare hands? Is that what it means to have the power and strength of the God of the universe? That may sound pretty amazing, but actually the power and strength God gives us, I think, is beyond that. These are some things I've thought of when it comes to the power and strength God gives us, and I think you can find these grounded in Scripture as well. First, he gives us the ability beyond human sight to see and understand the potential of others whose society has given up on. So we have power and strength beyond our own. Now, sometimes to use the word power and strength, we think in terms of worldly terms. The power and strength that God brings to us is a power and strength that is beyond the limitations of what the world understands. There are people that we come in contact with every day that have been written off as not capable or not worthy, or there's just certain limitations and they can't go beyond that. God gives us the power and ability to see people as who God created them to be and invest in their lives in that way, and in so doing change the kingdom. That's power and strength. Secondly, power and strength to embrace the joy of God when the world by the world standards you may feel you have so little, maybe even nothing. Being able to truly believe and know that if you have a relationship with God Almighty, you have everything. And really believe in that. You may not have the car that your neighbor drives. You may have a house that has a leaky roof on a day like today when it's raining. You may not have any money in your savings account, but I tell you, if you understand and believe in your relationship with God and know how mighty he is, you have everything. And if you believe that, it changes your life. It gives you joy that comes from something the world can't provide. That's what power and strength in a relationship with God provides. Also, power and strength to accept the inner peace that God is able to offer in the midst of life's most difficult times. Sometimes it's health, sometimes it's death, sometimes it's relationships. It can be all sorts of things. You know what you're dealing with right now. But I'm telling you, with the power and strength God gives us, we're able to live in these difficult times with a sense of peace that the world cannot understand. Being able to maintain a positive outlook and view of God that gives not only us, but gives others hope. Have you ever known anybody like this? Have you ever known someone that you're just having a hard time and you're looking at them and you say, you know, they're struggling too, but somehow or another they're figuring out how to make it. I want to be able to do what they're doing. I want to be able to look at things in a way that gives me the ability to keep moving forward. When God, I don't feel like I can take another step. God Almighty God gives us that power and strength. And we talk about this in terms of a relationship, and yes, you can have that intimate relationship, but you know, it does something to me to think that I don't just have a relationship with Jesus who loved me so much, I have a relationship with the God of the universe that loves me that much. And He gives me power and strength. And I don't have to question. Also, from that power and strength comes hope beyond reasonable human expectations that the seemingly small and insignificant contributions you have to make could possibly make any difference. God just asks us sometimes to take simple steps. And if we trust Him, it's amazing what He'll do with that. I've got a letter I want to read that I think might exemplify this a little bit. It came with a check, by the way. To Woodland Baptist Church. Dear Christian friends, it warms our hearts to know that our neighbors and friends will continue to look out for one another. During the recent cold weather events that hit the county, our mother, Barbara Page, reached out for assistance with plumbing issues. Help not only arrived for the plumbing, but she also received unexpected aid for supplemental heat. Although we had provided Mom with some wood during the Christmas weekend, we had been unable to get back and replenish her supply. Thanks be to God, you came to her aid. We can't name each person individually. I'm going to skip a little bit, but not only asked if she had enough wood, but brought seasoned wood to the house and stacked it neatly for her. Your kindness will never be forgotten. We've enclosed a small token of our appreciation. We know that it will be utilized for the support of your ministries and continue uplifting God's kingdom. If we can ever be of service, please do not hesitate to call upon us. Yours in Christ, the Page family. I know the guys who were involved in doing this, they didn't think anything about what they were doing. They just saw a need, and it just made sense that somebody was going to help. They did, but it made a world of difference to the person they helped and to that family, and the ripple effect continues. Our Almighty God is able to do things for us, in us, and through us that we can't even imagine. This week, 3 days from now, we're going to hear a lot of talk about love. Guys, if you missed it, it's Valentine's Day. But I want to tell you, if we don't understand who God Almighty is, we can't understand what love is. Because God is the author of love. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says, these exist, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And God desires us to know His love and to be able to share His love with others. And it's not a love that you can put in a box. It's not a love that has limitations. It's a love that's going to change us. It's a love that's going to cause us to respond in ways that sometimes we're uncomfortable with. Sometimes we don't understand. It sometimes calls sacrifices. And speaking of sacrifice, let me tell you about this love. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's where the love is. So I'm going to ask our musicians to come up. We're going to have a time of invitation. And we do this every week. And it's a time of invitation. It's a time for you to be able, if God's working in your life in some significant way and He's nudging you and saying that you really need to consider making a change. You need to consider making a turn. You need to consider doing something different. Or you need to consider following through on a commitment that you've made. This is an opportunity for you to get real with that. And yes, you can get real right there where you are, but my guess is there's been times you've said you were going to get real doing that in the past. I will always have an altar call. And it's not about me. It's not about trying to put people on the spot. It's an opportunity for you to be able to come and say, God, I'm putting a stick in the sand and it's going to change. I would love to pray with you about whatever it is God's placed on your heart. The altar is open. You don't have to come through me. You can kneel and pray right here. But sometimes that helps you stick to the commitment that you're making. And you remember you not only made it before God, but you made it before His people. And we don't have to know what that means. But commitment can be a powerful thing with a sense of eternity. I invite you to stand with me and sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, hymn number 54.